All right, big NFL news. Of course, the Green Bay Packers losing Aaron Rodgers for a period of time because of that shoulder injury that he sustained on Monday night. And joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line, our good friend from WNFL in Green Bay, Mark Daniels. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're good. Hey, we had 6 inches of snow here yesterday. I'm sure it's nice and balmy there in Green Bay.
You know what? We're about 40 and rainy, and it finally stopped, and I was out raking. I was thinking, you know what? I'd rather be shoveling. I hate raking. It'll get here.
In Sioux Falls. Hey, the latest on Aaron Rodgers. I know you tweeted late yesterday. You talked to Aaron Rodgers about the shoulder injury. How serious is it?
It's not serious, but it's a crack. It's a fracture of his clavicle, the collarbone, and it wasn't a displaced fracture where the bone is completely broken, but there's a crack in it. And the only thing he can do is let it heal. There's no rehab. There's no cream or clear or anything you could inject to get this thing to heal faster. You got to just do it on your own. And the most favorable estimate, and this has come from some doctors who've been quoted around the country, for a finely tuned athlete and not a real severe fracture, it can heal in 3 weeks, maybe 2.5-3 weeks. On the more conservative side, anywhere 4 to 6, and kind of that's what the Packers are hoping. Somewhere falls in between. Now, they have 4 games in the next 22 days, beginning with the Eagles Sunday, and they travel to New York, host Minnesota, and play on Thanksgiving, which is a week, 3 weeks from tomorrow. So I can't imagine he's going to be ready for any of those 4 games.
So what are the Packers doing with Seneca Wallace? Is he going to be your starter? Matt Flynn was out there as a free agent. There was a lot of talk about that before even the Packer game was done on Monday. How are they going to handle the quarterback situation?
Well, it's Seneca Wallace. He's going to be out on the practice field in about 10 minutes and get all the reps. Last week he had exactly 4 snaps with the number one offense. And that you can see that come Monday night. It's really difficult for a backup who doesn't get any work during the week other than practice Josh McCown plays, for the scout team, to be extremely effective. But he needed to make just a couple of plays on third downs, and he couldn't. He was very disappointed about that. Now he's going to get every rep in practice, and it should make a difference. You mentioned Matt Flynn. Back when Aaron missed the only other game of his starting run here in Green Bay, he was concussed in Detroit. Flynn went in and looked horrible, even worse than Seneca did on Monday night. But with a full week of practice, Packers went out to Foxborough and almost beat the Patriots. And then Flynn finished up his career in Green Bay with a fabulous $14 million, 6-touchdown effort with Detroit and has bounced around from team to team. And it's not going to be Matt Flynn. The Packers just a few minutes ago activated former Wisconsin Badger Scott Tolzien off their practice squad. So he will be the backup quarterback for the next couple of weeks. Tolzien was with the 49ers for a couple of seasons as their number 3 and came over to the Packers when they jettisoned both Graham Harrell and draft choice B.J. Coleman in the offseason, brought in Seneca as a veteran, and then Tolzien as a young kid that they want to kind of develop. But Tolzien's getting a little more of his feet wet right now. So Wallace is getting all the work at practice this week, and that should make a bit of a difference.
You know, for as good as Ted Thompson has been at building a roster and drafting and developing what that team is he given a pass for how he's handled this backup quarterback situation, or is there some heat on him right now from the people out there?
Not a whole lot of heat. You know, Ted learned from Ron Wolf, who always was drafting quarterbacks, even when Brett Favre was in his heyday. And all of those quarterbacks were pretty good players, and they built draft choices and talent because of the development of those quarterbacks. I mean, you can go from Mark Brunell to Matt Hasselbeck to Aaron Brooks, on and on, to Hyde Detmer. The list was long, but Thompson hasn't done that. He hasn't drafted quarterbacks to speak of, a couple, but late rounders that just didn't quite pan out. There might be some criticism of him for that, but if you look at how every other position has had to step up on this team, they're down to their 6th linebacker outside. They lost 3 and 2 plays on Monday night, and they're still functioning pretty well. He may get some guff over the QB position, but certainly not with the rest of the roster.
He's Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris on KWSN. Speaking of your linebackers, Clay Matthews is expected to practice, maybe using a club with that thumb that he broke. What's the latest on Clay? Could he play this weekend?
There's a chance he could. He got the pins out, and the pins came out on Monday after the fracture against the Lions several games ago, and they've got it, you know, in a pad today. He's going to try and see if he can function with the club. I think it's a long shot for him to go. I think he's going to have to kind of get his, you know, sea legs back a little bit, too. He's not been playing football for a while, and I think on two practices and a walkthrough might not be enough for him to get out there and at least be effective. So I think that one's going to be up in the air. But we'll find out more after he practices and how he, you know, dealt with it and how it felt.
I want to ask you, too, with the media out there, you know, I thought it was eerie. I didn't realize the column till after the game, but Bob McGinn, he wrote an article just, and I don't know how freaky it was, but about, you know, hypothetically how the Packers would function if Aaron Rodgers went down early on Monday. Well, it happened that that sack by Shea McClellan went down, thought that the Packers would be okay. When you see something like that, I mean, just how ironic is that?
Tell him not to write anything.
Yeah, you don't want him to write anything like that. And that just seemed really bizarre.
Yeah, well, Bob's been on the beat about as long as I have, and that goes back a long ways. And it was kind of spooky in that regard, but I think more coincidental than frightening. But it's been a question that's been asked. I mean, Packers starting quarterbacks in the last 22 seasons have missed, well, this will be the second game. Think about mm-hmm. that. Buffalo Bills have gone through three this season. And, you know, and it's an affliction that happens everywhere around the league. But Favre's incredible Ironman run, and once Rodgers took over the helm, he's missed very few games. So it's been a luxury. And the question's been asked a lot. What if Favre would go down? What if Rodgers would go down? And somebody finally wrote something that contended the Packers would be fine without. And clearly they're not, unless Wallace makes a huge jump in his production. This guy's an 11-year vet, though. He started 21 games on some bad teams, Seattle and Cleveland. His starting record is just 6-15, but McCarthy believes in him, and, you know, I have more confidence, actually, in McCarthy developing a game plan to fit what Seneca can do rather than Seneca suddenly rising up and being, you know, the great next backup quarterback with a tremendous run. It's going to be a scaled-back version of the game plan. There's going to be very little no huddle, which Rodgers has been able to develop with Mike over the last 6-7 years, and they run it expertly. There's not going to be many checks at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be probably closer to a more pure West Coast type of game. Shorter routes, quicker releases, rollouts, using his legs, those kinds of things. And they can afford the luxury of giving it to this rookie who's playing great football for the Packers, Eddie Lacy. So it's going to be a scaled-back version of the game plan, and hopefully it'll be effective enough against the Eagles.
Yeah, you get Starks and Lacy running the ball. That'll take a lot of pressure off of Seneca Wallace as well. Of course, a lot of NFL teams say that too, don't they?
They do, and, you know, and those two kids delivered on Monday night. The special teams picked up some slack without Rodgers, made some big plays, but it was the defense that really let down the team. And I think they felt embarrassed by that performance against the Bears. They gave up 442 yards and a huge drive at the end of the game. Couldn't get off the field. Had a chance to stop a fourth down at the Chicago 30 on that final series and get the ball back in great position. And they kind of let down. And I think they realized that they've got to pick it up, too, against a pretty unique offense under Chip Kelly over there in Philly.
Hey, Mark, great stuff. It's always great having you on the program. Great stuff on your tweets yesterday. Folks can follow you on Twitter. And we'll talk again down the road. Thanks for your time today.
All right, guys. My pleasure.